Chapter 4. Doug Thaler. A last chance to avert a tragedy is unapologetically avoided. A meeting was called at Nikki's house for Wednesday morning, February 12, 1992. Chuck Shapiro, David Ruddich, and Mick, Nikki, and Tommy were there. Vince hadn't called anyone that night, and he hadn't been invited. Maybe I should have called him. But I didn't know what to say to him because I hadn't been filled in yet on exactly what was going on. We tried to discourage the band from getting rid of Vince. They'd just been given their $25 million contract, and if Elektra chose to, it could exercise one of its options and renege on the deal if Vince left, and that would screw up all of their careers. But Tommy and Nikki insisted. They were sick of Vince and couldn't take it anymore. They took a vote, and it was unanimous. Vince was gone. I drove to the office, told the staff what had happened, and sat down at my desk. A few minutes later, the phone rang. A guy named Tony introduced himself and said he was a prominent attorney and co-owner of the Roxy. "Your client, Vince Neil, was in my nightclub on Saturday night for his birthday," Tony began, upset. He went on to explain that Vince had been with Robert Patrick, the actor who plays the half-man, half-mercury villain in Terminator 2, and a fight had broken out that looked like something out of a Western. Tables went flying, glasses were broken, and Vince was in the middle of it, breaking a bottle and slicing the manager of the Roxy in the face. He was thrown out of the club screaming that they couldn't do this to him. "So, you see my problem," Tony continued. "There's a lot of damage here. It's going to take at least $50,000 to get this place up and running again, and I'd hate to press any drunk and disorderly charges or vandalism charges against your client." I listened to all this and then answered, "I don't know how to tell you this, but as of a couple hours ago, this is no longer my problem." I hung up the phone. And for a short while, I felt the weight of the world lift off my shoulders.